A measure awaiting Governor Bruce Rauner's signature would enable local counties or municipalities to create urban agricultural zones in areas where access to food is limited. GLT's Eric Stock explores how the ag zones work and whether they could help the food deserts that exist in Bloomington Normal.
Sonia Harper is a state representative whose district covers the contrasting sides of Chicago that have come to symbolize the Windy City.
I think my district perfectly represents the two Chicagos that everybody talks about, the great part that everybody sees on TV. So I got part of the loop downtown, all of that. But I grew up on the south side of the city in a neighborhood called West Englewood, that's a food desert.
Harper says her community in the southwest side of Chicago has one grocery store to serve close to 70,000 people. And many of those residents lack transportation.
Well, if I'm an elderly person, if I'm a mother with lots of kids, I don't really have good access to get to that grocery store easily. In the other part of my district, probably not even 10 miles away, residents there can walk to 5 different grocery stores, 5 different restaurants.
So Harper helped create a farming community in her inner city neighborhood through a program called Grow Greater Englewood. Its mission is to, one, help fill that grocery store void, two, put people to work using vacant and abandoned property, and three, give people in her hometown healthier food options.
Every day, more people are dying in our communities from preventable diet-related diseases, more so than bullets. We figured out a way how to use our vacant land, because we have lots of vacant land, as a way to grow food, as a way to meet our own dietary needs.
Harper says several farms have set up in Englewood, while much of the produce is sold at food stands and farmers markets. She says the group is still working on improving distribution chains so the food can help people across a wider area. Harper has since left the group and become a state legislator. She figures if it can work in Englewood as a pilot project, why can't it work elsewhere in the state? The Democrat who took office in 2015 championed a measure to allow local governments to create urban agricultural zones intended to give incentives to producers to set up in food deserts. Sales taxes from agriculture products would be diverted to a fund that could be dedicated for a county, municipality, or one or more school district. While there are pockets throughout Bloomington Normal where food access is more limited, the problem is most prevalent in some West Bloomington neighborhoods, where grocery stores are sparse and many lower-income residents lack reliable transportation. Bloomington's city planner, Katie Simpson, says improving access to healthy food is just one goal listed in the city's latest 20-year comprehensive plan.
That's a challenge that was identified in our comprehensive plan. It was identified in the 2016 Community Health Needs Assessment. It's something that I think we can work towards on a local level to address that.
Simpson suggests there are several locations where an urban farming district might work, including the warehouse district south of downtown.
It's located near the farmers market, so there's synergy there with some of the other uses. There's also not an active grocery store in close proximity, so this would give, you know, an opportunity for fresh food.
Simpson added the warehouse district's close access to Route 51 would make for easier delivery and distribution. The city's comprehensive report also suggests the former Sugar Creek packing plant site south of the library as an urban ag zone, though Simpson adds there are no formal plans in place for either. She says urban farms can go beyond raw produce and expand their sales base.
Taking not only the raw tomato, for example, that might be produced, but then turning that into spaghetti sauce or tomato soup and selling that. So there's other educational as well as job opportunities there with processing it, distributing it.
The city planner says whether the gardens are for commercial or personal consumption, there's benefit either way.
We see it with the urban gardens. We see communities coming together and people working on gardening together. So that's an intangible benefit, strengthening community and also strengthening McLean County and Bloomington's identity as an agricultural community. This just reinforces it.
The city is working to overhaul its zoning ordinances this summer with plans to dive into the thorny issue of allowing beekeeping and chicken keeping. Normal banned chicken coops in 2011. The city is also looking to allow urban farming in residential areas, though it's something that at least one family is already doing. Armando Baez of Bloomington never intended to be an urban farmer. Looking for work after interning at a local farm, he unwittingly planted the seed for a new calling in life.
I had this old you know, bucket full of seeds that I hadn't used yet, and I really wanted to do something with it. And I also didn't have a job, and I loved growing food, so pretty much grew a little bit of everything, and everything, for the most part, grew from those old seeds.
Armando and his wife, Claire, grow everything from broccoli to cucumbers to snap peas in the back and front yard of their home near downtown. Growing more than they ever imagined, they want their crops to fulfill a greater purpose.
I think the mission has changed and evolved as we figured out what we wanted to do with it, how we wanted it to help the community, and also how it worked with our family.
The Baezes donate much of what they don't eat, even with three hungry boys at home, ages 6 years to 6 months. While the produce goes to friends and neighbors and groups like Veggie Oasis, Baez also dispenses advice to anyone looking to grow on their own.
You have to pay for some of the supplies that you buy, but I think we really wanted to provide food to our neighbors and to people that can really use it.
And Claire Baez suggests it may not be as easy as you think.
Man. Get an internship,
apprentice
with somebody. Don't just dive in head first.
Yeah.
I'm Eric Stock.
A spokesperson for Governor Bruce Rauner says his office is still reviewing about 600 bills lawmakers have sent to him following the spring session. No comment whether he plans to sign the Urban Ag Zone bill.